Did you know that this show is 100% listener sponsored? If you would like to help sponsor the show and become a vital part in producing it, please consider joining Hero Hero or Patreon.
What's the difference between those, you might ask yourself? Let me tell you. Patreon is your more classic experience. There's levels. You can join at $1, $2, all the way up to $35. You get different stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But if you want to join Hero Hero, everyone pays the same amount. Everyone gets the exact same thing. $8 a month locked in for life. So even if we raise it, you're not going to pay more than $8. And the difference between Hero Hero and Patreon is that with Patreon, you get merch. With Hero Hero, you don't, but you get all the stuff we offer you.
Yes.
Like what, Dennis?
Well, you get our monthly vlog called The Lost Tapes, where we go around and visit different places and have different experiences together. You get ad-free episodes of The Check-In. You get Checking In With, our bonus podcast, where we interview different people. There's hours and hours and hours of content. You also get movie commentary once a month, and there's like 10 of them up there now.
Yeah. My favorite thing, and I think the thing that you are getting the most value from, is the live shows.
Yo.
We record this podcast live twice a month, and we do it with a live chat. We sit and talk to our live chat for much longer than we probably should.
Yes.
It takes us 2 to 3 hours to record an episode, and you see how long these episodes are. They're not 2 to 3 hours.
No.
We have so much fun. It's a community. We all talk to each other, and it really is such a high value piece of this whole project.
Yes. So if you're interested, go to patreon.com/Dennis Callow, my name, our Patreon, or herohero.co/Bethany Watson and Dennis Callow, and join today and help support the show. That's patreon.com/Dennis Callow or herohero.co/Bethany Watson and Dennis Callow. Consider joining today, won't you?
Links are in the show notes if that seems like a mouthful.
Bethany, we don't have a cold open for the show. See? This is The Check-In. My name is Dennis Callow.
My name is Bethany Watson.
And you know what? Like the intro song says, we work together, we live together, we eat together, we sleep together, we wear the same size clothes together. And when you do that much together, you gotta check in. So twice a month, we check in with each other. And if you'd like to check in with us live twice a month, head on over to patreon.com/Dennis Callow or herohero.co/Bethany Watson and Dennis Callow for more details.
Shout out to our live chat of patrons and heroes. We have a bunch of newbies, first times joining us.
Yes, and first times joining us. This is the first times.
And I was telling them, when you join one of our, you know, support platforms,
yeah,
the big thing you're getting, aside from the other little things, is this live experience.
Yes.
Because we just spent an hour, almost, maybe?
40 minutes.
40 minutes just talking to the chat.
Yeah.
Spilling some tea.
Yeah.
Gossiping.
Yeah. Which we don't give that to anyone else.
No, no.
Nope.
So that's, I think, the big reason, and it's such a great community.
Yes.
But other than that, you get monthly movie commentaries. Mm-hmm. We just did Harry Sally.
When Harry Met Sally, Bethany.
Last month, we did something else that I don't
Heat.
Remember. And right, I'm just moving on. And right now, if you go to herohero.co/Bethany Watson and Dennis Callow, $8 a month is going to get you everything we offer, mm-hmm. and it's locked in for life. We are probably, full disclosure, going to keep it at $8.
I was just going to say.
For kind of a long time, because money is tight for people.
I was just going to say, we've had a lot of discussions about how much we charge for things.
Yeah.
And we think that $8 for everything is really fair. And not only is it really fair, but we don't think it should go any higher.
No.
Not right now, because everyone is struggling with inflation.
Yeah.
And we want to keep our anything we put out there inflation friendly.
And just FYI, if Dennis is going to come over to your house and make love to your wife,
that's not
going to be at least $1 million.
$8,000.
Well, you have to price that way higher.
$8 million. Okay.
Dennis,
yes.
We got some lovely listener emails.
Yes,
we did.
Do you
want to do the first one?
Yeah, I would love to do the first one.
This is from M. because I forgot to ask if I had permission to read her email. And so I didn't get the permission because I didn't ask.
Okay.
Because I did forget to.
Okay.
So it's from M.
M, thank you so much for this. It says, hello, Dennis and Bethany. She said very sweet things about Minerva and the podcast and some losses as she and her husband had recently. So M writes, hello, Dennis and Bethany. While I am also a pro at feeling my feelings and have no issue sharing my emotions or crying, my husband is not. He's lost so many people in his life that grief has been piling up, but has not been dealt with. And the recent loss of his mom was too much. He's in therapy now, but he and I had to force him to go because our relationship was hurting. Thank you, Dennis, for the comment about men feeling your feelings and not bottling it up. It is not healthy. In the past few weekends, you two have inspired us to check in. That's awesome. That's why we do this show. That is why we do this show. On Sunday mornings, he drinks his tea and I drink my coffee. I mean, we like you better.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, he's a tea drinker.
I'm so sorry.
And we just chat. We talk about our projects. We talk about our issues that week, the good things and the bad things, etc. This, along with our therapy and set times for ourselves, has helped healing our relationship and deal with our grief.
That's
this
amazing.
Is awesome. Thank you for letting us into your lives and the way you've been working through your grief. And also thank you for checking in. I think more relationships would survive if those conversations were had more often and with so much love and care.
Oh, man. That's
can
amazing.
I say something?
Yeah, of course you can, honey.
First of all, you know, when we started this show, we did it sort of as a laugh.
Yeah, as a lark, one might
say. And then I've learned so much about our relationship from relationships in general. And we're not experts.
No, God, no.
We're not therapists. We're not licensed therapists. We're not here to give you professional advice. But if that's what's being taken away from this show, then I feel like we've done something great.
Totally.
And I'm really happy. And all jokes aside, please tell your husband that we are very proud of him for taking the steps he has. And we don't care that he drinks tea.
No, you know what? He's working on improving so many other things.
He gets a tea pass.
You get a tea pass.
That was a really beautiful email. Thank you for letting me read that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for saying things about grief because men need to be allowed to grieve. And I think I think men want to by and large, but there's this whole societal thing. I think it's getting better, but like I love that he is starting to be able to like process how he's feeling. It's also difficult sometimes to figure out how to initiate hard conversations. Mm-hmm. And I like that they've just set a time.
Yes.
And I also like that, you know, it's sort of a thing now just to say, hey, do you want to check in? And it kind of, everyone knows what it means within a relationship.
It's part of the morning routine.
It's part of the whole
thing. So great. Thank you, Em.
This is from Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Now, you might remember we got an email from Belle a few weeks ago. Belle is in Australia.
Australia.
And has a yard full of wildlife as though she were the down under Snow White.
That's right.
This is from Josh.
Josh, what's up?
He is Belle's friend.
Oh, no way.
He says, I am writing to you from Grafton, Australia. It's currently 9:31 p.m. here. But because Australia is on the other side of the world, p.m. actually means a.m. for them.
Mm.
Do you believe me?
Yes.
And you shouldn't.
Okay.
Because I'm a liar.
You're a liar. And now the toilets flush backwards.
That I don't know if it's true or
it's not.
It's
not true.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I only recently learned that
I learned that from The Simpsons.
Yeah, I always heard it. I just recently learned that your hair does not suddenly go white if you get scared.
Apparently it goes purple.
Hey-o. I just dyed my hair purple today, everyone. That's what he's talking about. Okay. It's currently 9:31 p.m. here, but I have been meaning to reach out for literal months because you are the best podcast I have listened that I have to listen to.
Hell yeah, Josh.
I still remember the first day Belle, his friend, told me about the podcast. She asked me if I knew what a liminal space was and then proceeded to trigger every ounce of anxiety that has ever coursed through my body by talking about the Shining-esque hotel hallways and empty shopping centers. He spells centers C-E-N-T-R-E-S.
I come from the land down under.
Oh, I love the land down under. He says, I don't have a farm rich in the cacophony of nature like Belle does, but I do have the same obsession with personifying inanimate objects that exist in the world around me, Bethany.
Yes.
It is definitely one skill that helps to cure my boredom and my delusions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this next paragraph is why Josh got his email read.
Okay.
You really
good
brought it home.
Yeah, good to know.
This is what it takes.
Yeah.
This is what it takes. A personal favorite of mine, he spells favorite with a U, was when I had to farewell my old car, Denise Hemphill.
Oh, he named her.
Do you know who that character name is?
No.
She is a character from the show Scream Queens, played by Niecy Nash.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Josh said, Denise Hemphill was on her last legs and needed a rest in the great unknown. I was so distraught over the whole situation, I had to listen to a compilation of Pokemon theme songs and the Shortening Bread video by Dolly Parton and Patti LaBelle the whole way home. I'm telling you, distraught. All the best to both of you. Love, Josh.
Well, this is amazing. Down under, we have listeners.
Yes.
At least two.
Blows my mind. Yeah,
which
least.
Is crazy. So, hey, Australia, if you're listening, thank you so much.
Yeah, what's up with you?
What's up?
Shout out.
Shout out, Australia.
Now, where's the rest of my thing?
I have it. Bethany?
Yeah.
How do we do this week?
All right. So, if this is your first time listening,
mm-hmm.
this is the segment
yeah.
where we go over events big or small since our last show.
Yeah.
We share any lessons we may have learned mm-hmm. so that you can learn along with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do for this segment. That's what we do here.
And you didn't even need your notes to figure out where it was in the podcast.
Thank
because
you.
We've been doing this for 48 episodes.
Yeah.
Bethany, 48 episodes. We're almost at 50.
Yeah.
50.
It's almost our podcast's 50th over the hill birthday.
The big sh-5-0.
Uh-huh. The 50 to 55 years old.
So, Bethany, first thing I want to talk about is me.
How'd we do this week, Dan? How'd you do this week?
Well, I got some blood work back. And
this is how you know that you've lost. Like, you used to bang your way through various countries.
Yes.
And now you're excited about your blood work.
Okay, never Australia. So we have to go on tour so I can complete my world tour of banging. Would you allow me?
Of course I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Bell and Josh.
I would never. No, I would never bang my way through any country with you in my life.
With my permission.
Look, we'll discuss it off mic.
$8,000, apparently.
Okay, listen. So you'd whore me out for money, is what you're saying.
At least a million.
Okay.
I'd whore me out for money, too. What are you talking about?
Less or more?
Oh, more. Only because, not because I'm worth more, but because they would have to deal with so much of my crying.
Yeah.
Because I just get connected to someone real fast.
Right,
and then they have to put up with me just like wrapping around them like a marsupial and sobbing.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay.
Continue.
So my blood work.
How was it?
So your point of that was, it's funny how I used to be in a band and go on tour and do a bunch of drugs and sleep my way through different countries.
Totally.
And now I'm talking about how excited my blood work looks.
Yeah.
But no, this was great.
Yeah?
So my doctor calls me and he's like, hey, do you have any questions? I said, no, how's everything looking? He said, honestly, Dennis, I would frame your blood work.
That's so nice.
I would frame it and put it on it's frame worthy.
Yeah.
And
your blood
like,
work is great.
Amazing. Awesome.
How are your red bloods? How's your RBC?
Everything's perfect.
How's your
prostate?
How are your
great.
Plasmas?
Plasma's great.
Amazing. How are your chelates and your full flora?
No idea. No idea.
Awesome.
Okay. Second thing, Bethany.
What's
this
up?
Is going to tie into segment two.
Okay.
What did we do this week?
We hung out with people. Dennis, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Yeah.
We like our friends.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, we hung out with your sister and her family, which they're amazing.
You mean my parents?
And your parents, too. God, was I there? And
I think
then,
so. Maybe.
Last weekend,
yeah.
we hung out with our friends, first your friends. What's his name and Heather?
Scott and Heather.
Scott and Heather.
He's going to crack up that you said, what's his name?
Here's the thing. Gentle listener, do you have one of those people in your life who they don't go by their first name? They use their first name as an initial, and then they go by their middle name? So it's like F. Scott Fitzgerald. Scott's like that, but I always forget Scott because I'm always stuck in the fact that I know that he has a first initial and I'm not allowed to say it.
Right.
Is it T?
E. E. Scott Lindner.
Why doesn't
Lindner.
He go by E?
No idea. So we went over and, well, first, the visit with my family was awesome.
Oh,
it was
amazing.
So great. We didn't see them for the holidays at all.
So we hadn't seen them probably in maybe around October of last year,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And now it's March.
Yeah, we had like a tiny maybe. I don't even know if we did like a little Thanksgiving with them.
No, we didn't.
No. But we hadn't seen them in a while. And I was like, we really have to see my family.
Totally.
And so we went, saw them. And it was great. It was wonderful. It was just one of the most wonderful visits. My nephew, well, I have two nephews. One was sick. So he couldn't hang out.
He had consumption, you guys.
He had the flu.
He was in a lacy bed And he was gray.
You would
love
that.
He was quite gray.
You would love if he came out in like knickerbockers or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
He looked very frail. Oh, I was jealous. He looked amazing.
I shat me knickers.
I've been licking the shale green wallpaper.
Do you have any hard tack and swill, love? but one of my nephews is like the sweetest child I have ever met in my life. Loves hanging out with the adults.
Totally. I was one of those kids too.
Yeah, me too. Hangs out, like asks you what you need.
He
Are you comfortable?
Us, he offered, he was like, can I get you coffee?
Can I get you coffee?
I was like, I threw him a farthing.
Very, I don't know why I'm real Dickensian today. Yeah, yeah. But then we saw my friends, Scott and Heather, this week, because they were like, you literally live like less than 30 minutes from us.
We both, our families both moved out of the city.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
We're a half hour away from each other, have not seen each other.
So Bethany, I have questions for you in the second segment, which is going to be about friendship. So
great.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about hanging out with my friends?
I love your friends.
Okay. And all my friends adore you.
Love your friends.
Yeah.
So I have like my lovely garden of my friends.
Yeah.
Who I text once every 6 months because that's just kind of how I am.
Yeah.
But that's how you know I'm your friend, because I trust you to know that it's okay if I only text you every 6 months. And then we have your friends. I found out the other day Heather's a witch.
Yeah.
We go into their house. Heather has all her witch stuff out. I'm like, why didn't I know you were a witch?
Yeah, she's Wiccan.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great.
Heather's awesome.
She's Hecate.
Yes.
Who else? What other
goddesses? Triple moon goddess.
Triple moon goddess.
They're great. Your friends are great and your family is great. And it's interesting because I've never been in a relationship before where I felt just as comfortable around that person's family as I did around my own.
Yes.
And I didn't think that that was a possibility.
Right.
And I think it speaks so much to why I love you so much, because your family is all of the good of you, right? Like
they're
loving and they're giving and they're friendly and they're funny. And your friends are the same way. You are one of those people who locks on to really good people.
Yes.
And you are able to like really foster these deep connections with only people who are awesome. And like, I don't know. I think your people are awesome. I love hanging
out with
them. They're great.
Yeah, they're great. And one of the things that I have to say about you that was amazing is that, you know, usually you get a little concerned for your partner if you leave them with someone, right? So
totally.
Like I left you with Heather.
Yeah.
And like you guys are talking. I'm in the living room with Scott. We're listening to music because Scott is a music producer and engineer, and he owns his own studio and comedy clubs and all this stuff. And so we're listening to records, and like I just sort of like, you know, turn my ear to the kitchen and you guys are laughing and having fun.
Just cackling like two old crones.
And I came in and I'm like, you okay, honey? And you're like, yeah, I'm great. Like nothing was wrong.
No,
you didn't
not
want
at all.
You weren't like anxious or nervous or anything.
Not at all.
And that was like, what a relief that you get along with the people that I introduce you to.
Yeah.
And that's like a relief for me as well. So they're going to come over for my birthday. We're all so going to hang out. It was really nice.
Yeah. And it has to be good too, because like I have very publicly talked about my social anxiety, which is really bad.
Yeah. Crippling social anxiety.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so I think it probably has to be a relief when you realize that you don't have to worry about me, because
it's such a relief.
Small groups like that, and the person is cool, and you know, there's stuff to talk about, and we connect.
Yes,
it's crazy. Social anxiety disappears when you have something to talk to the person about, and they're just as enthusiastic as you are.
I know.
So it was nice.
It was really nice. It was great, and it turns out, as I will talk about in segment two, it's good to have friends and to see people. Apparently,
this is a novel concept, especially coming out of everything that happened in 2020 and beyond. I think a lot of us like forgot how to have friendships.
We are going to discuss that. It's a very, I was very jazzed about this segment.
Cool.
Because I've been talking a lot about money and stuff. And I think that friendship is even more important than your personal finances.
Yeah, definitely.
So what is next on the list, Bethany?
What Dennis is looking forward to this next year.
You know, Bethany, Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, it's around the corner.
And sometimes you just don't know what to get dear old mom.
you have known her your whole life and you got her everything you could think of.
Everything possible.
And now she's always like, I don't want any, you don't have to give me anything. And you know that's a lie.
Because she'll hold it over your head that you didn't get her anything.
Forever. We're going to save your life.
Yeah, because you know what? I bet you have a bunch of photos of you and your mom, or your mom solo, or your mom doing things. Maybe she's taking a trip. Maybe she's taking the dog for a walk. Maybe she's cooking something. I don't know. That's pretty sexist, isn't it?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. So take those pictures of your mom and make something special out of them that you can give her and that she can have a fun time putting together. And that is a puzzle.
PuzzleU.com lets you make personalized custom puzzles. You can make them in sizes that come anywhere from 48 pieces, so maybe for like a smaller kid, all the way up to 2,000 pieces. And this is my favorite part. They have 1,000 piece puzzles, which is their most popular size.
Yes.
You can get a 32 inch puzzle. You can get their new double extra large 45 inch puzzle, or this is my favorite.
Yes.
They have something called Smart Sorted. Mm. This is a cleverly pre-sorted puzzle. So let's say you and your whole family are getting together. You order one of these with your mom's picture on it. Then you get 40 boxes that each has 25 pieces of the puzzle in that box.
That's so fun.
You each put together your own section and then you come together and put together the larger puzzle. This is awesome for family gatherings. This is awesome for birthday parties, bridal showers. You have it at your wedding. Each table can get their own puzzle at your wedding and put it together, and it's all pictures of you.
That's actually a really good idea.
No, it's a great idea.
Yeah, and designing is quick and easy with PuzzleU's free design tool. You pick a puzzle size, you upload 1 to 65 photos, then you choose from dozens of great templates. You customize the box too. And most puzzles arrive in about a week or less. Also, they do have express shipping. So if your mom's impatient, just, you know, do the express.
Faster that way.
Yes.
Here's what's coming up. You have to deal with Mother's Day. Then you have Father's Day. Get these both handled now, because you're going to remember Mother's Day, but you're absolutely going to forget Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to look like a jerk because you forgot Dad.
Right.
People are graduating soon. Graduation gifts are so hard.
You know what? My nephew's birthday just came up. He loves puzzles. I gave him a bunch of my puzzles that were my photography.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of your photography, Dennis.
Yes.
If you don't have the perfect photo, PuzzleU.com has photos that you can use, including exclusive photos that Dennis has taken that are only available on PuzzleU.com. Go to Artists and then Dennis Callow. So create your custom photo puzzle at PuzzleU.com today.
Want to get 25% off? Use the code THECHECKIN25 during checkout at PuzzleU.com, valid through April 2024.
Again, use the code THECHECKIN25, no spaces, 2 and 5 are the numbers, at checkout to get 25% off at PuzzleU.com. PuzzleU.com, THECHECKIN25 to get 25% off.
Go do it. Get your mom a present, you monster. What the fuck is that about?
I don't know.
Who wrote that one there?
I don't know. This is on the thing. We came up with this together.
We did?
Yes.
What does that mean? What am I looking forward to?
I don't know. It just says, did we have the bullet points? Dennis's incredible blood work. We talked about that. We saw friends and family! What Dennis is looking forward to this next year.
Maybe because it's my birthday show.
Maybe.
Well, who cares? Let's move on to the next thing.
Bethany's saddest birthday memory.
Okay. Oh my God.
So I wrote this one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to honor your birthday by doing what I do best, which is talking about myself and inadvertently bringing the whole room down.
Yes. Thank you. The best present I could ever ask for.
Do you know what happened this one time when I was like, oh God, I was probably turning 12.
Okay. What happened?
So I didn't have like a ton of friends, but you were still at that age where you kind of just invited everyone in your class.
Yeah.
At that time, it was like, I invited all the girls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like all of the girls came over and we were all hanging out in the bedroom. And then they were like, Bethany, you go outside for a second. We're going to surprise you. And then they locked me out of my own room.
Oh.
And just hung out with each other.
Oh. Oh, that's awful. I'm so sad now.
For like a few hours.
What did you do?
I sat on the stairs.
Oh,
it's too sad. But then I went upstairs and hung out with my mom.
Bethany.
Yeah.
What did your mom say?
I think she was like, they're probably making a surprise for you.
Were they?
I don't remember there being a surprise.
The surprise was they let you back in the room.
I think that might have been it.
That's horrible. That is the saddest memory. Oh my God.
I think about it all the time.
I would too.
But here's the thing. I don't remember being particularly sad. I do remember being annoyed.
I would figure you'd be like relieved. Because you didn't have to hang out with anyone.
I don't know why I wasn't relieved. Anyway, that's my saddest birthday memory. What's yours?
No, my birthdays were pretty great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Never had a bad one.
Oh.
All right. Well, you know what? How about this?
What?
On my birthday, you can lock me out of the room.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
There you go.
Sad, right?
So sad. All right, Bethany.
Yes?
I wish everyone could have seen what I just saw.
Sometimes I remember there's a camera and I gotta look at it.
Yeah, she looks. She's looking at the live camera right now, but she turned to me creepily and just went, yes.
Yeah.
Bethany, I want to talk about something that I pulled from the American Psychological Association.
Okay.
The APA.
God bless them.
It is called The Science of Why Friendships Keep Us Healthy.
Oh, amazing.
I have a question for you. How did you feel? Like, what was your emotional state after we left Scott and Heather's?
I was flying.
I know. We both were.
Yeah, I was in such a good mood. And this, at one point while we were hanging out,
yeah,
I turned to Heather and I said, I'm having fun. And she had your reaction. And I told her, like, I tend to have a very just sort of like, meh, I'm a very Eeyore kind of person.
Yes.
And so I tend to not have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
Just in general.
Yeah. And so when I do have fun, it's a shock to me, and like I notice it.
Right.
And I tend to announce it. And I was floored to leave their house feeling upbeat and not drained.
Right.
And normally I leave events drained.
Yes. And now to preface this, we have both stated to each other that we must get out more often.
We got to.
That and this all started with the trip to the library. We were started to meet people within our sphere, like actors, performers, artists, like we just met them through one person that we met at one of the libraries that we went to for the Lost Tapes. Check it out on Hero Hero or Patreon.
It's amazing how librarians connect you like normally to knowledge.
I know.
But this one librarian was like, you need to meet Stephanie.
Yes.
We met Stephanie and a world opened up.
So I think that when we moved up here, you know, we were sort of still like figuring life out in a way. Like we were like, all right, we moved up here for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, get out of the city.
Get out of the city. But what we didn't realize is that post pandemic, and I think this is, I'm going to talk about this because it's written in the article that I downloaded, is that we isolated a bit.
Totally.
You know, so we're in a more rural area. It's like the country. It's more isolated. Mm-hmm. So we sort of went inward.
Yeah.
You know, and we haven't really seen our friends. Like, I mean, I've seen my best friend James a couple of times, but I haven't like reached out to other friends. Turns out that Scott and Heather live only 30 minutes, maybe less from us. And I was like, why haven't we gone and seen them?
I know, it's crazy.
But it was interesting that you said you were flying because I was too.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? I remember on the car ride home, I was like, I feel like a new person.
You were a new person.
Yeah.
You were it was like somebody had hit a release valve.
Yes.
It was amazing.
It's because I think that I will admit, like, I am online a lot, but I'm not perpetually online like most people are. Like, I'm not in, you know, the threads. I'm not in, like, I'll post on Instagram and then I leave and then I answer a lot of, like, you know, check-in emails and stuff like that, or check-in messages on the check-in. But I'm not perpetually online. So there is definitely a feeling of isolation and loneliness because we haven't really seen many people.
Yeah.
But after that, I was like, I wonder what happens to our brains after we see friends.
Oh.
And so that's why I was curious how you felt.
Yeah.
Because we both, I think, felt the same way.
Yeah.
So here's something interesting. How friendship changes the body and the brain. Psychological research from around the world shows that having social connections is one of the most reliable predictors of a long, healthy, and satisfying life. A review of 38 studies found that adult friendships, especially high-quality ones, that provide social support and companionship, significantly predict well-being and can protect against mental health issues such as depression and anxiety, and those benefits persist across the lifespan.
Mm,
pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you this, because you have social anxiety.
Yeah.
What happened during our visit where was it ever triggered? Like, what happened? How did you deal with it?
When we first showed up, there was a little bit because I hadn't seen them we hadn't seen them since 2019.
Yes.
We went to an escape room and then yes. COVID happened.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had seen Scott on Zoom because we do also do business together. Yeah. But
yeah, no, we hadn't seen him in many, many years. And so when we first got to their house and they were sort of showing us the new house and walking us around, I had a little bit of social anxiety because there were some lulls in the conversation. I didn't quite know. I was like, should I jump in? Should I keep it going? But then they mentioned that they had a cat.
Uh-huh.
And I said, let's see the cat.
Yeah, two.
And so So Heather introduced us to one of the cats. And then we all just kind of sat on the floor and talked about the cat.
Right.
And that was when the thing started getting a little bit chiller for me because I was also testing the water with like how dark of a sense of humor
right.
I could get away with. I knew Scott had a dark sense of humor, but I wasn't sure if Heather did. Turns out she super does.
Yeah, well, she's right? worse than him.
So like
yeah.
the more that I kind of dipped my toe in the waters, the more comfortable I got. And it really was when an animal was introduced into the dynamic.
Interesting.
Because it's something external that everyone can focus on. Mm-hmm. And it takes the pressure off of having a volley conversation
right.
because you're both focusing on something yes. else. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And then after that, I was fine.
Because absolutely.
It got the ball rolling.
Absolutely.
Did you have any going in?
No, none. Because I love Scott and I couldn't wait to see him. But yeah. I'm less of an introvert when it's smaller crowds. When it's yeah. two people, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I could be around them all day.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? I never want to leave. Like I was like, this is great. Plus their house is amazing.
Their house is great.
All right, so I just want to go through a few more facts and then we'll keep talking.
Okay.
Friendships protect us in part by changing the way we respond to stress.
How?
Blood pressure reactivity is lower when people talk to a supportive friend rather than a friend whom they feel ambivalent about. So Bethany.
Oh, that's validating.
I know. Right. So I wanted to talk, I outlined that specifically for you because I think that you have stated to me before, not talking about anyone recent or
no.
anyone that's in your life now, mm-mm. that you in the past have had relationships where you're like, I just was never connected with that person and yeah. I felt so unsatisfied.
Yes.
So that clarifies like
that's,
so much.
So I've never heard that said before, that there are people who have friendships that they're ambivalent about. I just assumed that I was the only one dumb enough mm-hmm. to just be sort of cowed into being in a friendship because
right.
that's what tends to happen to me. Gentle listener, if you are the same, please let me know. Where someone decides that you guys are friends.
Right.
And you just feel bad not going along with it, or they keep reaching out to you and like you feel bad. I think I'm at the point in my life now where I just don't have it in me anymore.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, I'm not a good friend, and I know this about myself. If I'm in the room with you, I am there with you. I'm locked in. I'm listening to you. I'm trying to empathize. I'm giving, support.
Mm-hmm.
But the second you and I walk away, I am so terrible at staying in contact with people.
Right.
Like my friend Miran knows this. She texted me big news. I haven't responded to it yet.
Right.
Like I respond to it with excitement, and then I forget to text back.
Right.
And I think I have to find people who are willing to put up with that level of not making friendship a priority
right.
the way I probably should.
Right.
And I think that's probably, I'm just realizing this as I say it out loud, why I have friendships I'm ambivalent about, because they're the only ones who are willing to have me not be
right. gotcha.
A good friend.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or they're the ones who are active enough to like initiate a hangout. So
okay.
I just hang out with them.
That makes sense. I think that also has to do with your introversion.
Totally. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But there's really good news in this article for introverts.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay, great.
So if you're introverted, hang in there. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that friendships are stressful.
Super stressful.
But hang in there. There's
okay.
there's more good news. But
this
for now,
is so validating.
I know, it's really validating,
wow.
right? Okay, so scientists studying friendships have even found similar brain activity among friends in regions responsible for a range of functions, including motivation, reward, identity, and sensory processing.
It's interesting that identity is part of it.
Yep, and we're going to list this whole article. There's so much more that I'm not getting into. We're going to list this whole article in the show notes, so go check it out. It's a very good read. I
yeah.
really highly recommend it because I was really, there was a chemical reaction after I'd seen my family
totally.
And Heather and Scott in like, over the course of 2 weeks, we saw them one weekend and then another weekend.
Yeah.
So it was like something happened and I felt alive again.
Totally. Yeah.
And a lot of this stems from social isolation, which stemmed from the pandemic.
Totally. It was what you were supposed to do for a very long time.
Yes. And it is, we are statistically, we're becoming lonelier. People are becoming lonelier, and I'm going to go into why that is. Now, this isn't sad. This is just so people can maybe recognize it and like be like, oh, shit, I do that.
It me, though.
But again, you don't have to go out and make a million friends. Hang on. Okay. There's some really cool stuff at the end of this article that I was like, there's for my introverts.
Amazing.
There you are.
Amazing.
Okay. Americans are getting lonelier. In 2021, 12% of U.S. adults said they did not have any close friends, up from 3% in 1990. That decline began well before the COVID-19 pandemic, with companionship and social engagement among friends, family, and others decreasing steadily over the past two decades.
Oh, wow.
So it's been going on for a while, but it's sort of exacerbated during the pandemic. Social disconnection, which is rising across age groups, appears to have worsened after 2012, when smartphones and social media became virtually ubiquitous.
Oh.
An international study of high school students found that between 2012 and 2018, school loneliness increased in 36 of 37 countries.
School loneliness?
Yes.
So just like being in school but not feeling like you're connected to anyone?
Because I'll repeat that. An international study of high school students found that between 2012 and 2018, school loneliness increased in 36 of 37 countries.
What country? Did they say what country didn't rise in?
No, but there's a link to the article where that came from. There were significant downward trends in social contact even before the pandemic. What's remarkable about that is that getting back to normal, quote unquote, is not going to be enough because it wasn't looking good before.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but this is not all negative. I promise.
No idea.
There are little things that are going to happen for all of us that I think will get us back into like seeing people.
Yeah.
I think it's really important. And I do think online communities like ours are important too. Totally. And I will tap into that as well.
This live S chat is the best S chat.
The best, yeah. The COVID-19 pandemic likely exacerbated an existing trend towards social isolation, and it also provided a natural way for scientists to measure the effects of that shift. Bagwell and psychologist Karen Kochel, PhD, Bagwell was mentioned previously in this article, so when you read the whole thing, you'll understand, of the University of Richmond found that college students with less social support from their friends during the first year of the pandemic also had more problems with anxiety, depression, and academic adjustment.
Ooh.
Can you relate to that?
Yeah. I think here's part of it too. I think anybody that struggles with mental health on the at least on the depression and anxiety side, because that's the side I know about, pulling away is a part of that as well.
Right.
So if you have this wicked perfect storm of introversion and maybe anxiety or depression and 2012, everyone getting a smartphone and COVID, I think it just makes the natural process of trying to reach out even less attainable because it's
100%.
Like, even if you wanted to, you don't want to because you're depressed.
Right.
And even if you wanted to, you can't. And also it'll exhaust you. Oh, hello. It's your friend Bethany here. I want to tell you about something very cool that I have just launched. It is a clothing rental website called Bewitch Your Wardrobe. You've probably heard of other clothing rental websites before. The dumb ones that can be so expensive, over $100, and you do not get to choose your clothes, and you do not get to choose how many times you swap out your rentals. With BewitchYourWardrobe.com, it is $50 a month, and you get unlimited clothing swaps all month. And that does not change. I, in the past, have changed out 8 times over the month. So go to bewitchyourwardrobe.com and check it out for yourself. Free shipping, free returns. We clean these suckers beautifully. And the items that you pick are the items they send to you. And if you fall in love with an item you rent, you get to buy it at a deep discount. So bewitchyourwardrobe.com. It's my new rental service. I'm so excited about it. And transform your style again and again.
Right. And I think that also we have forgotten that texting and just being connected with someone on Instagram and being like, hey, what's up, da da da, and just like sending DMs back and forth, it's not actual interaction.
Yeah.
It's interaction with a barrier, and that puts a barrier between you and humanity.
Totally. Yeah.
So you're communicating just through avatars and just through threads and just through whatever, or Twitter or whatever. So you're not really connecting on a human level. And that, after seeing like how up we were after those two visits, that's when I realized we've probably been isolating. No, we definitely have been isolating.
Yeah, we have been isolating. And I will take ownership for like 80% of that, because not only do I love to isolate, but also I am such a homebody.
You are. So, and I am too.
Yes, but I think that I pulled you further into being a homebody, because when everything was normal and we were dating in 2019 and we had the option to go out, we lived in the city and all this stuff, we still, by and large, stayed in on the weekends because like, I just want to, I like the couch. Mm-hmm. And so I think I pulled you a bit further into isolation than maybe you normally would have been, because I just am a cozy homebody.
Right.
And it takes a little bit of effort to get out and talk to people,
right,
which is oftentimes an effort that at that point I was not willing to
right
put out there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you're like a bad influence on me in any way.
No, but I think that I definitely made you lay on the couch more than you would have maybe.
I think it brought out a side of me that I did like. So I am a homebody too, though. Like, I love being home.
Yeah.
And I think that it sort of exacerbated that side.
Definitely.
It fed it a bit of vitamins.
Like how we both really love sugar.
Yes.
So we'll kind of egg each other on to get sugar.
Exactly.
It's like that with being
a homebody. It's totally like that. Yeah. So I want to talk to my introverts. Now, if you're saying, well, fuck you, I don't want to get friends, I like talking to people over DM, I don't want to fucking meet people, well, I have good news for you. There is a strength to quote-unquote weak ties.
Oh.
Having a close friend or confidant is undeniably good for us, but psychologists have found that interactions with acquaintances and even strangers can also give our mental health a boost. A casual relationship with the operator of a hot dog stand in Toronto helped Jillian Sandstrom, PhD, feel grounded and connected while pursuing her master's degree. The relationship also inspired Sandstrom, now a senior lecturer in psychology at the University of Sussex, to start studying quote-unquote weak social ties. These connections with acquaintances, a work friend you bump into once a week, the pet store employee who remembers your cat, can be surprisingly sustaining. Sandstrom's research has found that people who have more weak tie interactions are happier than those who have fewer, and that people tend to be happier on days when they have more than their average number of weak tie interactions. These minimal social interactions give us something important that we missed during the pandemic: novelty, Sandstrom said. We learn surprising things when we have unplanned encounters and conversations with people, a benefit that people tend to underestimate. People often avoid conversations with strangers, assuming they will be awkward or shallow, but research suggests these worries may be overblown. Psychologist Nicholas Epley, PhD of the University of Chicago, and his colleagues have found that conversations with strangers tend to be less awkward, more enjoyable, and more connecting than people expect. To their own surprise, people also tend to prefer having deep conversations with strangers over shallow ones.
Totally.
Sandstrom has some advice for connecting with strangers. This is where I thought of you. Tap into your curiosity. Ask someone what they're reading, for example, or why they're wearing airplane earrings. Another tip, comment on the shared situation. While standing in the checkout line at a mini mart, Sandstrom once connected with a fellow customer over the store's unusual mishmash of Halloween and Christmas decorations. Quote, you're in the same place at the same time as the other person, so there's always something in common, she said.
I love this. So I have such an affection.
Yeah.
You know this about me, talking to strangers.
Yes.
Because there's no ties there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to check back in with them.
Yeah.
You don't have to finish the text thread. Mm-hmm. It's in and out and you're done.
Yep.
And I love talking to like whoever is ringing me up.
Yes.
And like who or making my coffee or, you know, whatever. I was like asking them how they're doing today, and uh-huh. they always tell me like why they're having an awful day.
Uh-huh.
And then my goal is to like make them smile.
Yeah.
But I love hearing, there's this one woman who works the Shell gas station down the street. Mm-hmm. She works 24 hours on Sundays.
Wow.
Because I see her going into Ariel and I see her coming home and she's back there the next morning because she doesn't leave. And
oh my God.
I love every time I just kind of ask her a little bit more about what's going on in her life. And it's also so fun when you interact with a stranger who has your exact same sense of humor.
Yeah.
So I had to go to the pharmacy the other day and pick up some more spironolactone for my face. Yeah. And I used to be on 50 milligrams mm-hmm. and I'm now on 100. And so the pharmacist had to come over and sign off. And she's like, do you know that you've gone up to 100 milligrams? And I said, yes, I'm really going for it. And she started laughing and no one else laughed. And I was like, that was a fun interaction because uh-huh. we had the same sense of humor.
Uh-huh. And I also want to point out, Bethany, that you have your interaction with your lawyer and post office person, Anthony.
Anthony, my law clerk.
He loves you. We had to drop something off today and he ran out because he was like, I'm not going to let her get away with this, and ran out to come see you. And I bet that gave you a little boost.
It totally did. I didn't want to go in because I didn't have any mm-hmm. makeup on. And all of a sudden I see Anthony come out. He's like, I just wanted to see your hair.
He was pissed that you didn't come in.
He said, you can pull it off.
Yeah.
He looked alarmed.
I know. And then you also have these short interactions with our neighbors who have the dog.
Yes.
So you have an abundance of those relationships, which is, I think, great for introverts.
Yes. That I've never heard that before.
I know. That's why I was like, hang on, introverts. You're not alone. You can do this too.
Yeah.
And I also find myself, I love talking to people.
Yeah.
I love interacting with people. What I need to do is recharge. I can't talk to people every day of my life.
Yes.
I have to have recharge days, but I'm definitely more extroverted than you.
Yes.
Like I can be more extroverted when I need to be.
Absolutely.
And it fills my soul.
Yeah.
Like, but so I'm definitely more extroverted than you. But so I will talk to people online. I notice that you do the same thing in line or online. What are you?
In line.
In line.
What am I, skating with all my wheels in one direction? What is this? The 90s?
All right. So I love that, though. I love that you do those things. So yeah. That is definitely feeding a part of you that I think, you know, so don't be too hard on yourself is what I'm saying. If you're an introvert and you're listening to this, don't be too hard on yourself. If you have those relationships, that's great. That also goes for the chat. Remember, every time we come off of a live show,
yeah.
we are so ecstatic.
We're flying.
We're flying because even though we're talking to a screen, we feel connected to a community.
Definitely.
And we feel connected to an audience that we're talking to. And we love you guys if you're in the chat right now. We love you guys. And we feel connected. And I'm not saying that this is a replacement for those kinds of interactions, but I feel like it is. I feel like it is like one of those reactions that we have twice a week,
yeah.
or twice a month, yep. rather, where we get to connect with people.
And we see know? The same names.
The same names.
You know, and like we get some new names and we get really excited because we're meeting new people.
After this, we're always flying.
Totally.
Always.
Yeah, it's the best. Yeah. And yeah, I think that it's good to know how you work. And it's good to know that these lighter interactions mm-hmm. can carry the weight.
Yes.
That maybe can get you through feeling some loneliness.
Yeah.
And like sometimes you just want to reach out to people that you yes. don't know very well.
Yeah. I was thrilled to read that. And I just pictured you being like having a bad day and being like going and buying Anthony a coffee and just hanging out there for 10 minutes.
Totally.
Being like, can I hang out with here for 10
minutes?
Can I
just sit in here?
And he would totally do that.
Absolutely. He would look so angry.
But you have a lot of those, honey.
No, you're right. I totally do.
And you also have your Ariel group.
I love them. They also keep me sane.
Yeah, and that's quote unquote a weak tie. That's like a strong weak tie.
Yeah.
That like it's once a week or every other week, and like you're able to like have those relationships.
Totally.
And have that community.
Yeah.
There's one last thing I want to read.
Okay.
Because this reminded me of us a lot.
Okay.
And if you can relate to any of this, the checkinmailbox@gmail.com.
Please.
Let us know if you found this helpful.
Yeah.
You know, if you can relate to it. If you know, how do you do your friendships?
Totally.
But this was, there's this whole part called Lovers and Friends.
Okay.
But this one quote stood out. Romantic relationships may be more fulfilling if they look more like friendships. An analysis of nearly 8,000 respondents to the British Household Panel survey showed that life satisfaction was about twice as high among people who said their spouse was also their best friend. And Bethany, I will say this from every rooftop. You are the best friend I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, me too.
And this relationship feels so much like a best friendship, a romantic relationship, and something that's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about the other day. It's the least stressful thing in my life.
Totally. This relationship is the thing I don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
It's like the mosquito you don't hear is the one that's going to bite you.
Yep.
Like everything else is the stuff I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that's like buzzing around.
Solid.
And like I don't have to worry about
yeah.
you.
Yeah. You're like my consistent, solid best friend.
Yeah.
I go with you to everything. You know every part of me. You know the good, the bad.
Yep.
You know every part of me.
Same.
And I'm so thrilled that I landed on that last part because I was like, yeah, that's us.
Totally.
Yeah.
We got the biggest compliment from our friends, Michelle and Liz, who do this amazing podcast called Between Two Worlds.
Please go listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Twin Peaks podcast. Whether you watch Twin Peaks or not, they're like your two Southern aunts talking shit.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
But they were talking about how you remind them of one of the characters and I remind them of one of the characters.
That's right. Yeah.
And Michelle said that she loves that we seem like we're best friends. And she's like, that's the goal. And it made me so happy because I don't know how else it should be done.
I know.
And I remember the first time that I ever saw that exemplified for me. I was in college and I had this girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I met her husband and they were on each other's team. Like they were having fun with each other. They were teasing each other. They were high-fiving. They just seemed like they were having so much fun together. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I hadn't really seen that before.
Yeah.
Not because my parents weren't really good friends, but because I think I was a kid, so I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
But once I became an adult, they were the first couple I realized, oh, they're friends. And that moving forward was so important. Because also, if you look at the TV shows that we were raised on, the couples were always fighting.
Yes.
And so that just seemed like that was the normal kind of relationship.
I know.
And then you realize that, oh, no, they can have fun together.
Uh-huh.
And I always wanted that relationship. I wanted a David, Rose, and Patrick relationship.
Yeah.
And then I found you. And I was like, oh, there you are, Peter.
Yeah,
you
know? We have a lot of fun together.
Yeah,
we have so much. I was saying to myself the other day, like, what an adventure we've been on
so far. Yeah.
And I can't wait. I can't wait for the future.
Oh, I know. It's going to be fun. Dennis.
Yes.
For Doth, it was your birthday in a couple days.
Yes, twiz.
So we have to do mandatory Mad Libs, Mad Libs.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so you get to pick what title you want to do first,
So excited. All
I'm
right.
going to give and you're going to give the answers. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do what's inside the box?
Yes.
Do you want to do baking a birthday cake?
Okay.
It's a surprise party. Happy birthday to you from the Catholic Kids website. My birthday wish list or the moon landing.
Okay, just for all my Catholic friends out there, if you are religious, we're not knocking the religion, but I gotta do that one, Bethany.
I don't think it has anything to do with Catholicism.
But I'm gonna make it awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of it is hidden because it's the Catholic Kids preview is written over it, but I can figure it out.
So let's do another one.
Oh.
Let's do baking a birthday cake.
Baking a birthday cake.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. You wanna do the moon landing?
No. It's just going to be about Kubrick if we do the moon landing.
Mandatory dirty Mad Libs.
Okay, mandatory dirty. So anyone who gets mad that I curse too much, you can't get too mad because this is mandatory dirty. So if you don't like me swearing, fast forward to the end.
Yeah, because then we'll just hear us say goodbye.
Wait, should we put a warning before this? Listen to this with headphones?
Oh, yeah. Don't listen to this at work. Put headphones on. Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Horny. Okay. All right, I need a verb ending in ing.
Fucking.
Fucking. Adjective, something that describes something. Don't touch
me. I'm trying to help you.
A verb ending in ing.
Fucking.
Okay. An adjective, something that describes something.
Shittily.
Shittily. Another adjective, something that describes something. I'm going to say shitty, not shittily.
Okay.
Shitty.
Another thing that describes something?
Uh-huh.
Moistly.
Moist.
Moist.
A plural noun. Person, place, or things.
Breasts.
Breasts. A noun that is food.
Vagina.
Okay. Another noun that is food.
Penis.
Okay. And then I also need a plural noun that is also food.
Penises.
Multiple penises. And then a noun that is food also.
Ass cheeks.
Ass cheeks.
You told me it was mandatory dirty.
It is dirty, mandatory dirty.
Okay, so I'm being dirty.
No, that's right. Verb, action word.
Coming.
Come.
Well, I thought it was an action.
Yeah, but
so
not.
So the action is coming.
Come. It's not ing.
Fine.
Come. Why are you making me say that word so many times? Verb, action word.
Shat.
Shit.
Shit.
Adjective, something that describes something.
Smelly.
Smelly. Yep, smelly. Okay, another adjective.
Sticky.
A verb. Action word.
Shitting.
Shit.
No, but I already said that. Okay. So I'm going to say thrust.
Thrust. Good one, babe.
Thanks, babe.
Adjective, something that describes something.
Something that describes something is creamy.
Creamy. And then I need a noun, a person, place, or thing.
Abe Lincoln. No, Mary Todd Lincoln.
Oh my God, that's our third Mary Todd yes! Lincoln reference this week.
Yes.
Verb ending in ing. Jumping, bouncing.
Yes, I know.
Pouncing.
Titting.
Titting. Titting. verb, action word.
What is titting?
I don't know. You
said
it. What
do you do when you're titting? Okay. Action word?
Uh-huh. Action word.
Action word that's dirty. I mean, what else is dirty?
Get creative.
Okay. Bukkake.
Okay. Verb, action word.
Another one?
Uh-huh. You got to do it.
Come on.
You got to do it.
Jerking off.
Wait.
Or jerk off. Or jerk off. Masturbated.
Jerk. Jerk off.
Masturbated.
Masturbated. Masturbate.
Is that going to work? It's an action.
Jerk off is funnier.
Okay. Great.
Did great.
Did great.
A color.
It has to be dirty? What's a dirty color?
I don't know. What is one? I don't know. Descriptive?
Okay. Hold on.
You know, urine yellow.
Doo-doo brown.
Doo-doo brown. Okay. Another two more colors.
Two more colors?
Yeah.
Vagina pink.
I hate this.
And throbbing penis red.
Oh, I hate it. Why is it red?
Throbbing veiny penis red. I'm sorry, guys. She asked for dirty Mad Libs. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. You'd have to. An adjective, something to describe something.
Veiny.
Verb ending in ing.
Assing. Shitting.
Action. That's good. Ready?
You never asked on someone before?
Let me ask you a question. Okay. Baking a birthday cake. Ready?
Yeah.
You did this.
Okay.
Fucking a shitty cake is moist once you know it's done. First, you need the breast, like vagina, penis, penises, and ass cheeks. Then you come all of the ingredients together. Finally, you shit the smelly batter into sticky pans and thrust them into a creamy Mary Todd Lincoln to bake. After titting the cake, it's time to bukkake the frosting, baby. Jerk off the food coloring into frosting to make a rainbow cake in colors like doo-doo brown, vagina pink, or throbbing veiny penis red. Don't forget the veiny step. Used veiny twice. Shitting the birthday cake.
Shit. Listen. That was pretty fucking good.
Well done. Do you want to do one?
Yeah.
These are your options.
Okay, great. It's a surprise party.
Okay.
My birthday wish list.
Okay.
The moon landing.
Uh-huh.
What's inside the box?
I want to do the moon landing.
All right, let's do the moon landing.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Good. I'm all out of sorts.
I'm so lost without you.
I don't trust it there. Okay. Noun number.
69.
Plural noun. Dirty.
Gooches.
Verb, make it filth.
Okay. Pound.
Pound. Noun, number.
69 again.
Noun, place.
Your mom's.
Your mom's what?
Your mom's giant.
That's not a word.
Bed.
Oh, come on.
Your mom's giant bed.
Can we make it? Okay.
Your mom's giant bed.
Okay, that's what I put.
Proper. Your mom's giant bed.
Proper noun, first name.
Florence. Your mom's giant bed.
Proper noun, first name again.
I like Amanda.
Amanda's not dirty. What's Amanda, hug and kiss. Verb ending in ed.
Thrusted.
Noun. Make it dirty.
Taint.
Nice. Yep. Verb ending in ed.
Fisted.
Noun number.
69, baby.
Adjective.
Slutty.
Adjective.
Looser than it should be.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does. Looser than it should be.
Yeah.
Your mom's big bed.
Verb ending in ed.
Is riding a train a verb?
No, verb ending in ed.
Rode a train on it.
No.
Is that a sexual thing or is that a buffet?
Run a train on it.
Is that about buffets or
no, that's about like multiple men having sex with one woman.
I heard it used in terms of a buffet.
Verb ending in ed.
She said I would ride a train all over that buffet.
Okay. For God's sake, a verb ending in ed, make it dirty.
Fucked.
Verb ending in ed. There's a lot of these.
God. Mounted.
Noun. Person, place, or thing.
Yeah, no, I know. Don't you think I know that?
Make it dirty.
China buffet. Panda Buffet. Great Panda Express. Panda Express. Right? Is that right?
Panda Express.
Yeah.
Verb ending in ED.
Railroaded. Is that sexual?
No, but it's funny.
Oh.
It will depend on what this plural noun is.
Okay.
That will make it funny.
Susan's.
Verb.
This is amazing, by the way.
Modified. Is that fucked? Did I already say that one?
It's fine.
Jerked off. Jerked.
Okay.
Jerked off.
It's not past tense. So
oh,
it would
jerk
be jerk
off.
It would just, okay.
Oh, gee, jerk.
No, jerk off is great.
Jerk off with her hand.
Adverb.
Hornily? Slipperily.
Slipperily. I don't even know how to spell that.
More L's than you'd think.
Now, number.
69.
Bethany, this is the moon landing.
Oh, I forgot!
On July 69, 1969, two American gooches were the first. Oh, no, wait, hold on. I forgot. Give me a verb. Give me
action
a verb.
Word. Fist.
Bethany, this is the moon landing, part two. Okay. On July 69, 1969, two American gooches were the first to fist on the moon. This pound trip took 69 days to reach the moon from your mom's giant bed as Florence Armstrong and Amanda Aldrin thrusted onto the taint of the moon. Armstrong fisted the famous words, "That's 69 slutty steps for a man, one looser than it should be leap for mankind." Soon after, Aldrin fucked onto the moon, and together they mounted a U.S. Panda Express on the surface.
Oh my God, I wish!
That was great. They railroaded Susans from the moon's surface to jerk off back to Earth and slipperily return home 69 days later. The Moon Landing. By
nice.
Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, you want to do one more?
Third time's a charm. Let's just do one more and then
more.
That's it.
Give me those.
What?
Stop it! Ooh. It's a surprise party.
Oh, don't tell anyone. Verb. Action.
Coming. Come. No. No. Ejaculate. Ejaculate. Oh. There you go.
Verb ending in ing.
Ejaculating.
Ejaculating. Noun. Person, place, or thing.
Colonoscopy.
Adjective. Something that describes something.
Whorish.
I'm just going to do whore. Can I just do whore?
Yeah, it's fine.
Adjective. Something that describes something.
Scum.
Scum.
Or scummy.
Scummy. Verb. Action. Word.
Pounded.
Pound.
Pound.
Adjective, something that describes something.
Rot.
Rot.
Does that work?
A rotten.
Rotten.
Yeah, rotten. Here. Or that which this hath wrought. Verb, action word.
Titty fuck.
Verb.
Fillet.
Verb, action word.
Foot job.
That's a noun.
No, because it's an action.
Because okay. Like a foot job is a thing.
Okay, squirting. Squirt, yeah. Squirted.
Thank you for squirtamos, squirtice.
Squirtice.
Noun.
Squirtle.
Action word. No, noun, person, place, or thing.
Noun, action word. John Holmes.
Who's John Holmes?
Porn star.
Oh.
Yeah, he died of AIDS.
Oh.
It was real bad.
Verb, action word.
Slam.
Another action word.
Fingering. Finger.
Plural noun, person, places, or things.
Cocks.
Cocks is a good one, babe.
Yeah.
Plural noun, persons, places, or things.
Person, place, or thing. Plural nouns. Chippendales dancers.
What are their names?
John. Pound Town and Cum Wizard.
I like when you make yourself giggle.
Yeah.
Noun.
Just thinking of a cum wizard.
I
like,
know.
What does he do?
His real name's Gary.
Yeah. But and I also like that there's just someone named John.
I know. He's a normal one.
Yeah.
Noun, person, place, or thing.
Abraham Lincoln.
I need a verb that ends in S.
Shits.
Verb ending in S.
Verb. Another one?
Yeah. Another.
Ejaculates.
Another one.
Another one.
Ejaculates. Is that a still reference we all make?
Yeah.
And an adjective, something that describes something.
Something that describes something. Okay.
Okay.
What describes something?
I like okay is funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it?
Yep.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's a surprise party.
Yay.
Shh. You hate that.
Okay.
No, you hate it when people shush you.
Yeah, I do.
Trigger warning, shushing.
Yeah, give me a trigger warning.
Trigger warning, shushing. Okay. Shh. Don't ejaculate anyone. It's a secret. We are ejaculating a surprise colonoscopy for my whore friend. Here's how a scummy party works. First, ask guests to pound a rotten gift and to arrive early so they don't titty fuck the surprise. Next, fillet the guest of honor to squirt you at the John Holmes and time of the party, but don't slam them. Why? Then finger for the party with Cox and Chippendales dancers, John Poundtown and Cum Wizard. Surprise! I think surprise parties are okay.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Well, I think that's good enough for my birthday.
Okay.
All right. That
like
was very
on
fun.
A downer.
No, that was great. What? That wasn't good enough for you?
I don't know. You seem disappointed.
No, it was fine. I loved it. It was my birthday. That was a good birthday.
Okay. Now that's a party.
Now that's a pizza.
Now that is a pizza.
That was a party.
Dennis, thank you for having your birthday with us.
Guys, thank you so much. If for any reason we seemed a little off, it's because we're both sick.
We're both very ill.
Yeah. We're not feeling well.
No, we're not feeling
good. But we were like,
the
show must go on.
Yeah, we're performers at the end of the
day. At the end of the day. Also, if you can, leave a nice review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be nice. While you're at it, leave a positive review for another podcast you like or a show you like.
Yeah.
It is so important to give positive feedback because for shows, for example, parent companies are watching and you've seen how many popular shows have gotten canceled because the numbers aren't high or whatever. Leave positive reviews for the products that you love.
Yeah, it would be amazing. Yeah. So thank you so much. And it's really just Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Spotify, just 5 stars on Spotify would be great. And if you do want to send us constructive feedback on what you'd like to hear, send us a message to thecheckinmailbox@gmail.com. We would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We love getting, you know, any sort of things you want to hear more of or hear less of or whatever. Just let us know. We're very open to the feedback. We love hearing about it.
Yeah.
And other than that, you can find me on Dennis Callow at everything.
I'm at Ms. Bethany Watson for Instagram, TikTok, and Blue Sky.
Oh, gosh. Sandy, did you get any more invites?
I got one. I got another one person to follow me. BethanyWatson.com for all your Bethany Watson needs.
And if you want to help support the show, please go to herohero.co/Bethany Watson and Dennis Callow. $8 locked in for life. Not going to raise the price in probably ever.
But if we do, you're going to be locked in at $8 anyway.
Yes.
That's not going to go up for you.
And we also have Patreon. If you prefer Patreon and you like that platform better, it's patreon.com/Dennis Callow. My name, our Patreon. There's a lot of stuff on there that you can get as well. And it really does help the show keep going, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes, totally.
We wouldn't be able to do this without the people who are there already.
It's true. Thank you so much. Dennis, have a wonderful birthday.
Yeah, well, you'll be here, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
And thanks for taking the chime.
The chime?
To check in.
Chime in. Bye.
Let me tell you. No, don't delete it. Stop deleting the gold.